This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The June 8th primary is still 2 months away, but the most talked-about issue in California is not jobs or education or even the state budget. It's Meg Whitman's campaign spending.
When she has already put $59 million into her kitty, really drowning out everybody else, it shows that currently the only way the candidates can really run is if they're wealthy or no wealthy donors. And that's just not the kind of democracy that we should have. It's not the way that decisions should be made about who's running our government.
That's Trent Lang, chairman of the campaign behind Proposition 15, officially titled the California Fair Elections Act, which will also be on that June ballot.
It's a pilot project to provide public financing of campaigns, like has been very successfully used in 8 states and 2 cities now, for the Office of Secretary of State in the 2014 and 2018 elections.
It's a narrowly focused trial, Lang explains, but a moderately complex process.
Candidates that want to qualify, it's a voluntary system, have to go out and gather small $5 contributions, no more, no less. They have to get 7,500 of them to qualify for funding as a Secretary of State candidate. Once they do, they have to pledge that they will not use any private money for their campaigns. They are not allowed to raise any private money, even use their own personal money. In exchange, they get enough public funds to run competitive Secretary of State campaigns. They get $1 million in the primary. They win their primary, they get $1.3 million in the general election.
But the funding for those campaigns would not come from California taxpayers.
No taxpayer dollars are needed for this. It turns out that lobbyists in the state of California only pay $12.50 a year for registration fees, which is one of the lowest rates in the country and kind of shows how powerful lobbyists are in Sacramento, that nobody's ever dared to raise their fees. This raises it up to $350 a year, which is the same as in other states. That pays for the system, and it also makes sense because the Secretary of State, amongst their other duties, registers lobbyists and tracks their activities.
Lobbyists, Lang notes, are not likely to be supporters of Proposition 15, nor will some state lawmakers, because in addition to setting up the demonstration campaigns, the measure would also open the door for local governments to enact their own public funding rules, something that is now banned.
There is a prohibition on public financing of campaigns that was put into place by really a dirty trick from the legislature back in 1988. Even local cities and counties cannot have public financing like they use in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Portland, Oregon, no matter how much they want to. Proposition 15 not only sets up the pilot project, but it repeals that prohibition on public financing so that all cities and counties, if they want to, can provide public financing.
The immediate challenge, Lang admits, is waging a campaign for public financing in a political climate where anything goes.
It's definitely a challenge because there are really no big money special interests that want to change the way we finance election campaigns. They're quite happy with the way things are. So this is very much a grassroots campaign, and we have had well over 1,000 contributors to the campaign, which is something special. And usually initiatives don't get that many people who are willing to put financial resources in.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.